The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadik Hei Yom Aleph teaches us Tana Rabbanan HaChoylev, if somebody milks a cow from Mechabetz Tup Shotim, Rashi gives us a Mechabetz. One Pshat, Rashi says, is the actual putting of the rennet into the milk to make it into cheese. Another Pshat, Rashi says, a Mechabetz is once the cheese begins to form, you have the actual curds and you have the liquid, the whey, and separating the whey, the mechala, from the cheese is mechabetz. V'amegabim, and making cheese, kegroigris, if anybody makes any of these, does this to the shiva groigris, or, continues the braisa, mechabet, somebody who sweeps a house, v'amerabetz, or somebody sprinkles water on the floor of the house, that it shouldn't raise dust. Varoy de chalas tvash, or somebody takes honey off the beehive. B'shabes chayv chatas. B'yontif, if one does this on yontif, he's like raboim. He gets malchus divir beleza. V'chamayim, and the opinion of the chamim is echad zeh v'echad zeh. All of these, if they're done both on Shabbos or yontif, ene ela b'shvus is a Issa de Rabbanan. And as we will discuss soon, there's a machloikis rishonim when the Chachamim say that these activities only represent a de Rabbanan, which activities are the Rabbanan referring to? Are they referring to the entire list that we just discussed, or the list, or just part of the list? And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman bar Gurya ikel in hado, boi minei choylev mishamay mechayv amalem mishim choylev, mechabetz mishamay mechayv amalem mishim mechabetz, megabim mishamay mechayv amalem mishim megabim, amlech rabach kotel konibag mehav. Apparently your Rebbe wasn't a great individual, that he gave these answers. We wanted to know what the source for each one of these malachas are. You haven't really shed any light. So also, Rav Nachman bar Gurya shol be medrasha. He went into the yeshiva to ask, Amlu cholev, if somebody milks a cow, chay mishim afarik. According to most Rishonim, it's the malacha of dosh. Mechabetz, if somebody does mechabetz, is chay mishim boirer. And megabin, chay mishim boinam. So the Gemara clearly teaches us here that the halacha is that if somebody makes cheese on Shabbos, there's an issa boinam. So before we begin to discuss Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, why there is the Issa Boina, what is the Issa Boina when somebody makes cheese. First, let's discuss why there aren't other malachas involved. One question that the Mefarshim ask is, why is there no Issa of Ma'amar? Aren't you collecting different pieces? Because as Rashi and the Rishonim explain, that what happens over here is that you're collecting the different curds and you squeeze them together and you make them into a block of cheese. And therefore the question is, why shouldn't this be considered ma'amar? So I saw that the Mefarshim answer, because ma'amar, the purpose of ma'amar is when I have things, objects, spread out, and I want to bring them together that they shouldn't be spread out. So the purpose of ma'amar is to create a pile. The purpose of making a block of cheese is not to make a pile. It's to make cheese. It's not to collect the curds from the different places where they may be. And therefore, we don't have the melacha of ma'amar. But it's interesting to point out that if we look in the Yerushalmi says that the Isser of making cheese on Shabbos is because of Losh. So we have here a very fundamental, the Yerushalmi is in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, which is Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, in the Dafim of the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that the iser of making cheese on Shabbos is because of lush. So we have here a machloikis bavli in Yerushalmi. What is the iser making cheese? Lush or boina? So before we discuss why the Yerushalmi doesn't agree with the Bavli that there is an iser boina, let's first understand why the Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. Why doesn't the Bavli hold that there's an iser lush when one makes cheese? So I saw that the Mefarshim answer that there's a fundamental machloikis Bavli in Yerushalmi, what is the melacha of lush? The Bavli's opinion is that lush is only when you make something an entirely new entity. And therefore, here, as we just described a moment ago, where you have these cheese curds and you're just squeezing them, pressing them together, you're not making anything new. You have the cheese in front of you. You're just pushing them together. That's why it won't be lush. Whereas it is the opinion of the Yerushalmi that lush is just taking separate pieces and bringing them together. And therefore, making cheese can be considered, according to the Yerushalmi, the melacha of lush. I did, interestingly enough, see that there was a great gadol in Europe, Rav Shimon Zelichover, who was the mashgiach of the yeshiva Chachmei Lublin in Europe. He says that the Bavli agrees that the iser of making hard cheese is really lisha. And he says that just because it's similar to boina, does the Bavli call it boina? But he says that really the Bavli, when it says boina here, means lisha. And he says that he's certain that he's correct. A very interesting pshat, but certainly not pasha pshat in our Gemara, and as we're about to quote the Rambam, clearly seem to indicate that the Isser here is the Isser Abinyan. And in fact, if we look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav Hilchos Shabbos, Kol HaMekabetz, Chelek Al Chelek, V'Dovek HaKol, At Shiyasa Gur Echad, until if you go and you take these different pieces of cheese, these different curds, and you stick them together until they become one big piece of cheese, Hareza Doim Labinyan. Rav Issa Zalman in the Evan HaOzel explains the why is this not real binyan. Why does the Rambam say Hareza Doim Labinyan? So he explains that in order for a melacha to be considered melacha binyan d'oraisa, in order for a melacha to be considered a melachas binyan d'oraisa, you have to have two conditions met. You have to combine different pieces to build them together, and you also have to have a roof. And therefore, when cheese is made, although you do have the characteristic of combining different pieces, you don't have an oil. You don't have like a roof. And therefore, it's only doim lebinyan, but you don't have a actual binyan. On the other hand, he says, if you'll have a situation where one would make an oil without making the sides, it'll also only be doim lebinyan, not binyan. For it to be considered the av melacha binyan, you have to have the sides and a roof as well. So many Rishonim ask the question that the halacha is that ein binyan bekelim. And if the halacha is ein binyan bekelim, the halacha ought to be that ein binyan b'eichlim as well. So why does the Gemara here, and as the Rambam paskens, and it's important to indicate, it's not just the Rambam. If we look in the Mishnah Berura, in Simen Shin Yotes, Sifkotin Samach Gimel, says the Mishnah Berura, a maklaza hamamet chala b'mokim cham kedei shetiasa gvina. If somebody puts milk in a warm place, that it should turn into cheese. Or v'alekeach hakum v'isa gvina, you take the curds and you make cheese. Chayiv mishum boina. So Mishnah Berura says very clearly that is considered boina. Shekal makabitz chelik al chelik. Somebody combines different pieces. V'dovek hakol achi yasa guf echad. Quotes the Mishnah Berura, the Rambam, and Daimel Abinyan. So we see that the Mishnah Berura too considers a binyan, even though our halacha is ein binyan ba'eichle. So there are those Rishonim, and we refer to this as we began our shiur today, that say that when the Rabbanon, at the beginning of the shiur that we quoted today, that the Rabbanon say, v'cham oimer echad zeh v'echad zeh ena el mishum shvus, the Rabbanon are specifically referring to the situation of where the Rabbanon, where Rabbi Eliezer held it's an Issa Daraisa, and as the Gemara explained, the Issa Daraisa is because of by Megabin Binyan, and the Rabbanon don't agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't they agree with the Rabbi Eliezer? Because if Rabbi Eliezer held Ein Binyan B'Kalim, therefore Ein Binyan B'Eichlim, if the halach is Ein Binyan B'Eichlim, certainly there shouldn't be binyan by if there's no binyan b'kelim, there's no binyan ba'eichlam. So it must be only an iser the rabbanim. However, many rishonim, the Rajba, disagrees, and they say there's a difference between binyan b'kelim and binyan ba'eichlam. The Rajba says that why is there no binyan b'kelim? He says, ain't binyan b'kelim is because you already have the different parts of the keli here, and you're just assembling them. And that isn't considered binyan. But in a situation where you're creating from scratch, our Gemara, where you started with cheese that wasn't in existence, and you're creating cheese, there the halacha will be that it is indeed considered binyan, even if we hold Ein Binyan B'Kalim. A very interesting pshat. And perhaps now we could understand the machloikis of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli's opinion is that Binyan, any time you're starting from scratch, is in the category of Binyan. The Yerushalmi, however, will hold that just because you started from scratch, that isn't enough of a reason to make it be considered binyan. It's no different than binyan b'kelim. And therefore, just like ain binyan b'kelim, ain binyan b'oichlim, even if you're starting from scratch. There's a third approach that the Rishonim suggest. It's the approach of the Meiri. And we're going to analyze these different approaches. The Meiri says that the Rishonim are asking a question. If the halacha is ein binyan b'kelim, certainly the halacha ought to be ein binyan ba'oichlim. Says the Meiri, lav dafka. It could be that ein binyan b'kelim, b'yesh binyan ba'oichlim. So to review, the question we asked was how could our Gemara say that there's binyan when you make cheese if there's a rule ein binyan B'kalim, and we've offered three approaches. One approach is that's indeed the opinion of the Rabbanan in our Gemara, and as we extended it to say, it's the opinion of the Yerushalmi. A second approach is that when do we say ein binyan b'kalim? It's only when you had something before, but here you're creating something from scratch. And the third opinion is that even if we hold Ein Binyan B'Kalim, we could still hold Yesh Binyan Ba'ichlim. It's interesting to point out that the Nishmas Adam in Klal Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph wants to suggest that there is no machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He says The Bavli that says that you chayev for boina when you make cheese is when you're forming the cheese into a specific form. And if you're forming the cheese into a specific form, that's when you have the meleches boina. The Yerushalmi, however, is referring to a situation where you just take the different clumps and press them together. That would not be considered boina. The problem with that approach is that as we read the words of the Rambam doesn't make any differentiation between making clumps or not making clumps, or making it into a form. So it could be that that may be the machloikis of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the binyan has to be a form. And in fact, that's why ein binyan bekelim, because you're not really making a permanent form. Wash ein kein, the Bavli holds that any type of binyan is considered binyan, even by Eichlin. So we answered that the Rajba's answer was that the reason we could say binyan ba'oichlin and not binyan ba'kelim, because the oichlin that we're speaking about are speaking about oichlin that we started from scratch. And since we're speaking about oichl that we're creating from scratch, that is considered binyan. Whereas the Yerushalmi is speaking about a binyan, ba'kelim is referring to a situation that's not meant to be made for long term. So now we have a very big chiddush. Even the Bavli that's going to hold that making cheese is considered binyan, it's only going to be making cheese that you started from scratch, and we add another knetch, and that is that it has to stay for long term. And since it stays for long term, that makes it be considered binyan. And actually, the one that says this vort is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that only when somebody makes cheese for long term, that's when it's considered boina. But if you don't make it for long term, it's not considered boina. It's very clear that Tosfos, and we'll discuss this Tosfos further, more later perhaps, disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. Because Tosfos asks a question. If we're saying that there's a case that you're allowed to make cheese, on that cheese, there's a difference if you make it long-term or short-term. And if you make it short-term, it's mutter. So according to that, Tosfos asks the question, we're allowed to make cheese on Yontif, L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh. So isn't that a raya? That binyan is mutter on Yontif. So if we have a rule that Beis Hillel teaches us many times in Masech Tebeir, this is Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Devarei HaMaskil HaRoida. If we have a rule that Beis Hillel teaches us, ask Tosfos why you should be able to build on Yontif, because there's a time that you're allowed to build on Yontif when you make cheese. So Tosfos answers, you're right. And the only reason you're not allowed to build on Yontif is because it's an Uvda Dechol, which is only an Issa Derabbanan. But if the Pnei Yeshua is correct, and the Pnei Yeshua says that when is building an Oichel considered a binyan? Only when you build it for long term. But if you build it for short term, it's not considered a binyan. So Tosfos' whole question falls away. Because Tosfos' question was that we have a case that you're allowed to make binyan on Yontif when you make cheese. That's not true. The only cheese you're allowed to make on Yontif is cheese that you're going to eat on Yontif. And cheese that you're going to eat on Yontif, according to the Pnei Yeshua, is not called binyan at all. Another explanation we gave was that the Meiri said that even if we'll say binyan ba'oich b'kelim is mutter, binyan ba'oichlim is asr. What forces the Meiri not to accept the Rajba's teretz? Because the Meiri says that it is the opinion of Rashi, and they arise to this opinion, and we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem in the future. But the Rashi holds that when the halacha is ein binyan bekelim, it makes no difference if you're building it from scratch or you're building it from, you're taking something existing and you're putting it together. So we see that this distinction that the Rashba wants to make between building from scratch versus building something that already exists isn't true. And therefore, the Meiri has to say another teretz, that the Meiri says that binyan ba'oichlin is more binyan, more of a case of binyan than binyan b'kelim. The answer, why? Because what's the point of binyan? The point of binyan is that I make a place for me to dwell. That's the concept of binyan. I make a house. So the same. So when I build a house, I'm building something chashuv that I should be able to live in. Similarly, when I make food, when I make the cheese, I'm making something which is essential for me to live. You can't live without a place to eat, without food to eat, and without a place to live. Kalim are not essential to life. So therefore, in understanding the Meiri, we now have a whole new explanation. It could well be that ein binyan b'kelim. But even though ein binyan b'kelim, there will be binyan b'oichlim. Because if we say that the prototype of binyan is the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a house, the building of a mishkan, which is a house, only which is something which is essential to our existence, there is there a halacha binyan. In other situations, there is no issue of binyan. One more question. The Mefarshim ask, the Gemara teaches us later in our Masechta, on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, Amid Beis, the one is allowed to grate cheese. And the question is, how can you grate cheese? If making cheese is considered binyan, then grating cheese ought to be considered soiser. And why is a mutter to grate cheese? The Gemara says explicitly. So I saw two terutzim. The Tehillah L'David says that soiser is only usur when it's soiser amanas livnos. This is not soiser amanas livnos. This is soiser to remain, to keep the cheese grated. And since it's not considered soiser amanas livnos, it isn't a problem of grating cheese on Shabbos. Rav Cheskel Abramsky, in his Sefer Chazoyim Yecheskel, has a different explanation. He says, what is the definition of soiser? The definition of soiser is taking something and demolishing it. When you take cheese, says Rav Cheskel Abramsky, and you grate it, you're not demolishing the cheese. The cheese continues to exist. And since the cheese continues to exist, it's not considered soiser, because it's not considered that you have destroyed and demolished an existing entity.